This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning, Limits. How are you? I'm in Monroeville.
I'm wonderful, Joe. I'm at the studio. Great to talk to you.
I'm aware that you're there and you're taking care of everything I need at the last minute here. And it turns out we have a little bit of a breaking story at the last minute. But I just wanted to check on your well-being. Yes, I'm at Studio B in Monroeville, the studio they built just for us. Bob is not here. I hope he's having fun on a golf course somewhere. We will join forces again Monday. So we had the joint scrimmage yesterday, the joint practice, whatever you want to call it. And to me, and we're going to get to this little breaking news bit in a moment. To me, the story has been, is, and remains with everything else going on. The Cam thing, the Boswell thing. Is the running game any good? What about this history-making defense we're going to see, allegedly? Is Aaron Rodgers still good? Can he still play? And if so, at what level? And I was just sitting here talking with our boss, Craig Riley. This is going to remain a mystery until he goes back to, of all places, New York. Like, I've been asking people, and everybody's kind of muzzled about this practice yesterday. You know, what did Rodgers look like? I don't really care about the results of whatever it was, the two-minute drill, the whatever that was, and then the seven shots. What did he look like? Is he moving around? Does he look spry? Is he throwing on the run? Does he look in command? All of that. And I don't even know if that would matter. I mean, I'm getting sort of, you know, reports. Yeah, he looked fine. He looked okay. He looked, you know, how much can you tell from that? And that's kind of the point. We're not going to see him in a preseason game. Not that you could tell a ton from that either. This guy is going to remain, you know, all wrapped up in a little box until Mike Tomlin and Artie Smith open that box in the opener in New York. And we have no idea. Nobody does. They can talk all they want out at training camp about how he looks. I would guess, and I'm being serious about here, Ben was at the scrimmage yesterday. And he looks like he's in pretty good shape. If you gave Ben a month to ramp up for Latrobe, I bet he would look pretty good out there. I bet he can still sling it. Looks like he's in good shape. Nobody's hitting him. Nobody's scheming against him. We're not going to know anything about Aaron Rodgers until week one. And that to me is the story. And it's a fascinating one. And I think most of us would agree that the Steelers go into this season decidedly third in the quarterback rankings in the AFC North, and somewhere around, what, seventh, eighth, in the AFC, somewhere in there. And that's if Rodgers plays pretty well. There's a small faction of people nationally that you can find who think he's going to be great. That another year removed from the Achilles, that he's going to regain some of that mobility he had. And that's what I saw last year. That was the big difference between the Aaron Rodgers that I knew from his prime and the guy that we saw in New York, was his ability to avoid people behind the line of scrimmage and move around and make great plays on the run. He didn't look like that to me. Game against Buffalo late in the season, he looked like a punch drunk boxer. Now, he came back against Miami and played pretty well, but mostly when the competition was good, Rodgers' performance level sunk. He had some good games, he did, but against better comp, it was like Russell Wilson. Against better competition, it just didn't show, you know? And I think, like anybody at this stage in their career, great players, there's going to be flashes. There's going to be a game or two where we say, wow, that looked like Aaron Rodgers. Think of Ben late in his career. But can they maintain that level for, you know, 13 out of the 17 games? Man, I don't know. I have no idea. You have no idea, limits. You have no idea if you're listening out there. And I don't think the Steelers have an idea. They couldn't possibly, because nothing's really live yet, including that thing yesterday. And no national media people know either. And it's not hard to find wildly different opinions on what we're going to see from Aaron Rodgers. The vibes are great. He sounds like he's being nice to everybody, inviting people into his room for, you know, advice and things like that, and question time with Aaron, and everything's been great. Well, let's see week one, when people are trying to hammer him, what happens. Let's see if the running game can help him in week one, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, this little breaking news from this morning. And I'm looking at SteelersDepot.com, where it's reported that Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay went on Cam's podcast and that it dropped this morning. And I'm blown away by this. You have two guys. This is like out of the Rowdy Tellez mode here. You have two guys who just got here 2 minutes ago, lobbying the organization to pay Cam. Limits, let me know when you have that. I can just read the quotes in the meantime.
I have it, Joe.
Well, let's hear it. This is Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay. They got here, you know, a minute ago. They just pulled up and joined the Steelers. And now they're going to tell the organization who to pay and lobby on Cam's behalf. Let's take a listen.
We can't wait to be on that field with you week one after, you know, everything go down, everything get situated, everything.
You helped great. TJ out.
We need all of y'all out there, man. Mr. Omar.
Yeah.
Man, I got a lot of respect for you, Mr. Omar. You taking care of me, TJ, Slay.
You know what I'm saying?
Cam is next. We excited, man. We got potential to do something great if we got all our guys out there happy and feeling like they're valued. You know, I know a little something about, you know,
yeah,
feeling valued and getting what you deserve. So,
yeah,
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Great. Great. So Jalen Ramsey is here now telling Omar what they need and what to do. And Cam has these guys on his podcast, it would seem quite clearly, to stump for him. And then Slay also came on. And I quote, and this quote again comes via Steelers Depot, via Cam's podcast, saying to Cam, this is Slay, you took a big toll on me coming here. I'm assuming there was some lobbying for him to come here. So we need you out there like now. Tell them to stop playing right now. That's what Slay says. Guys who just walked in the door are saying, hey, let's get this done. Come on, let's go. Let's get this done. Come on, Omar. Stop playing, Art. Let's give this guy what he wants. And clearly, you hear Cam thanking Jalen in the background there. He's having these guys on to stump for him. And I don't think it's going to work. I think pretty much everything Cam does these days backfires. I mean, and two people we talked to this week, Limits, both were of the opinion that it was Cam who leaked this story to Adam Schefter. Batko told us that, and Cabali. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we're kind of in belief that it's the Steelers that did it, especially with the timing of when that dropped and when Boswell dropped. And plus, would public sentiment be on Cam's side? Clearly not.
Well, if it was Cam, he radically misevaluated the situation. And I don't think that having his teammates on, especially fresh and new ones on, to stump for him is going to sit real well either. By the way, has Cam fired his agent yet? Do we know that? Because this all started last year, and Doug Whaley, I thought, said it well on Wednesday, that Cam's representation failed him last year. Like, he lost the PR battle in a big way last year. And that's why I thought when this story broke, one of the first thoughts I had was, why is this happening in secret? Like, Cam is a very talkative, gregarious guy with his own podcast who can tell anybody he wants anything he wants anytime he wants. Why was he keeping this hold in and this issue a secret? And the obvious answer to me was because he lost badly the PR battle last year, and he figures that if this news gets out, it's going to backfire even worse. And I still believe that. I believe the Steelers leaked this to win the PR battle. For one, I don't think Cam did. And if he did, he again, him and his representation just completely misjudged this. And I don't think this is going to work for him either at all. And again, I ask the question, because we also heard from people this week, and it seems to be the general idea, well, this is easy. You just borrow from the guaranteed money for Cam next year and add that as your little sweetener this year. Get that $13 million bonus, the $14 million something overall, up around 20. So he's in the top five for people at his position or thereabouts. Case solved. Situation settled. It's easy. Well, then why hasn't it happened yet? And nobody has an answer for me there. The only thing I know for sure in this situation is that Cam has misevaluated every step of the way. Him and the people representing him, and they failed him last year, because Doug Whaley's right, and many other people we've heard are 100% right, that he either should have been on himself and said, you guys aren't going to give me, you know, really any new money here. You're not going to give me a pay cut. You asked me to. We're not doing that. But you're not going to give me any real security beyond this year. None of the money was guaranteed. And you're not giving me a ton of new money. Fine. I'll play this year. That's it. 1 year deal. That's all we're doing. Or, as Whaley said, he should have tried to make it, or they should have tried to make it, an incentive-laden deal where, oh, you don't think I'm still an all-pro? You'll see. I'll put my money where my mouth is. Will you? That type of thing. None of that happened. He wound up signing a bad deal. And a lot of people, maybe not without reason, think he should stick to it. And now he's trying everything we can. And quite frankly, I don't want to hear about from Jalen Ramsey or Darius Slay. You know what I want from those two? To cover people. You know what I want from this defense? To shut up and play. Because for the 8 millionth time, the last time we saw these guys, they were getting historically humiliated by their arch rival. Okay, they've added some new players, and now all of them talking about how they're going to be special. And the head coach saying, you know, when I say big, big things, I mean historic things. That's coming from the head coach, a guy whose team hasn't even been competitive in a playoff game for nearly a decade. I don't want to hear any of this. And then we get reports from yesterday about this scrimmage. You know, Mike Tomlin telling people all during camp, we can cover anybody man to man. Don't, no disrespect to Cincinnati, he said, but we can cover anybody man to man. Doesn't sound like it happened yesterday. And the story was told in tweets that were deleted from this controlled scrimmage, this joint practice. Rick Stroud's been covering the Bucs for a long time, and I'm not sure which of these actually stayed up on X and which were removed because they're so ridiculously secretive about these joint practices. I mean, the rules are ridiculous. So we have the receipts, as my daughter likes to say, limits. Whether these are still up there, I don't know. But Rick Stroud reported yesterday via a tweet, and I'll quote this, after reviewing the tape of today's practice, Todd Bowles just told me he believes Baker Mayfield played so well today in the joint workout with the Steelers that he will not play in Saturday night's game. That doesn't sound like a historic performance by the defense, does it? And their wide receiver, this is at Scott Bucks, I'm assuming another reporter. The Bucks wide receiver trio of Mike Evans, Jalen McMillan, and I believe he was the kid drafted after Roman Wilson, if I'm not mistaken, and Emeka Egbuka looked dominant through much of today's practice. And Evans remains one of the NFL's most unstoppable weapons around the goal line. Rick Stroud again. I think this one might have been deleted. You ready for this one, Limits?
Let's hear it.
And I quote, Bucks wide receiver Mike Evans couldn't be covered during practice Thursday and won most of his battles with Jalen Ramsey. Todd Bowles has seen enough and won't play him. Is the whole team not going to play Saturday because they shredded the Steelers' defense so badly? That's two different tweets where the head coach says, yeah, that guy played so good today. I've seen enough. He ain't playing Saturday. That's Evans. That's Bowles. So while I guess I appreciate Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay going on Cam's podcast to stump for him and tell their new team what to do, I'd rather have them play well. And it doesn't sound like Ramsey did. And I think the whole Jalen Ramsey thing from training camp is really getting blown out of proportion. They're making him sound like a 25-year-old Jalen Ramsey or like he's Deion Sanders in his prime. Take Pro Football Focus for what it's worth. I think they have pretty good people who analyze the games. They had Jalen Ramsey 39th out of 222 corners last year in coverage. Not bad. Not bad, right? Not great. Not elite. I mean, we're making it sound, Mike Tomlin's making it sound like he's going to sick this guy and every one of these top receivers over Joey Porter Jr. And man, they better watch out. I'm not sure they're that frightened, honestly. Doesn't sound like Mike Evans was. I wonder if Ja'Marr Chase will be. I think Justin Jefferson's on the schedule this year, if I'm not mistaken. And how about Joey Porter Jr.? He rated 160th out of 222 corners. That is bad. That's real bad. And as I've said before, the stat with him is through 2 years, 18 penalties against two interceptions. And he's referring to himself as elite. He says we have three elite defensive backs, himself, Ramsey, and Slay, who's 34, and he ranked 50th out of 222. Not bad, but not what he was. I mean, if we're building, you know, a Madden team or something, from 5 years ago, we'd have the team of the century Limits. I'm not sure we do now. I still think Jalen Ramsey is a good player. Don't get me wrong, but my God, the reports coming out of training camp sounds like some combination, yes, of Deion Sanders and Ronnie Lott. How about cover the guy in the controlled scrimmage? And I realize it's Mike Evans, and he's really good. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. But it doesn't sound like it went well. But at least they're stumping for Cam. And then how about the safeties? Deshaun Elliott, I love the way he plays near the line of scrimmage. But again, in coverage, 88th out of 171 safeties last year. Not great. Juan Thornhill was cut by the Cleveland Browns. That's not something you put at the top of your resume. And he was 54th when he was on the field, which wasn't often. And then after that, it's a bunch of cast-offs. People going crazy about how great the secondary is? You people out of your minds? I'm not saying it can't happen, but I kind of need to see it. And I've really, I think I've just had enough of the Cam thing. At 412-928-9370, 928-9370. These guys are talking about this defense like something's already happened, like they're already great. Somebody should tell Ramsey and Slay and anybody else who's new around here what happens in the playoffs every year. Somebody should turn on the tape of that Ravens game last year in January and say, see, this is why people get a little bit nervous when there's big talk coming about this defense. Watch this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
412-928-9370. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Having said all that, the story is still Aaron Rodgers. It is. And it is going to remain a complete mystery, a complete mystery. I mean, I didn't expect him to be like unable to walk at training camp or unable to throw. Like if you would have asked me 3 months ago, if Aaron Rodgers comes to the Steelers, what do you think he'll look like in training camp? I would say, I bet he can still sling it around. We saw that last year. He still has an arm. I bet he looks in shape. You know, and I bet he at least when he's not getting hit and harassed, probably moves around pretty well. I think we saw that last year. The question is, well, there's a lot of questions, like late in Ben's career, and Ben had a very questionable offensive line. How much of an appetite do you still have to take a lick and deliver the ball? And that's one of the first things I noticed about Aaron Rodgers all those years ago when it was him and Ben in that epic game where Ben won it on a pass to Mike Wallace on a walk-off. The first thing I noticed about Aaron Rodgers was, wow, that guy stands in the pocket and takes a beating. And that was a Steelers defense that could deliver a beating and just delivers. Does he still have the appetite for that? To hold on to the ball to that, you know, an extra second to make a bigger play. I don't know. You don't know. We won't know until guys are trying to maim him. And that's what they do in the NFL. Until you have, you know, a good offensive mind circling Broderick Jones on tape saying we're going to attack that side and go after this dude, Aaron Rodgers, on his blind side. And if we have to take a hit early in the game, a late hit, we'll do that too. And we'll find out what kind of appetite he has to hold on to the ball. Ben didn't have much of one late in his career, and it was hard to blame him with Kendrick Green directly in front of him. But he got rid of the ball like it was a burning piece of coal that just landed in his hand. And Aaron Rodgers was starting to do that a bit last year. It happens. It happens when you've taken 1,000 hits. So we have no idea. I'm not believing anything that I'm hearing in training camp. I think all of you who have watched football, followed football, love the Steelers for long enough, haven't we all learned our lessons about training camps and preseasons by now? My God, the Kenny Pickett thing is still fresh in our minds. He was going to be Joe Montana that year. He turned into Hannah Montana, didn't he, Limits? Did you watch that show as a kid?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. It was Miley Cyrus. Oh, you were watching Zoe 101.
I was watching Zoe 101 and
Drake and Josh.
iCarly.
Yeah. All right. We surely have all learned our lessons by now. And I know also firsthand, because I've been to spring training, that if you're immersed long enough in all the joys and optimism and freedom of preseason, when everybody's 0-0 and everybody can dream, you get sucked in. It's called the Bradenton flu with the Pirates. I've been there. I've contracted that. And while I think there are many, many really good Steeler reporters, I think sometimes people get sucked in. The Latrobe flu, I'll call it. So I don't know. We're going to see Jalen Ramsey be a defensive MVP candidate in the league? Because if you're reading and listening to all the stuff coming out of camp, that's what you'd be led to believe. Aaron Rodgers, everything's going to be great. Moving around great, slinging the ball. This is going to be really good. Just assuming things are going to go well. I'm not at all. I'm open to it, but not at all assuming. And then, right now, still kind of looming over everything is Cam. How does this play out? Now he's having his teammates on his podcast stumping for him. His brand new teammates telling the Steelers what they think. How about cover somebody in a scrimmage before you go around telling Omar Khan what to do? 412-928-9370. Can't wait to ask Ray Fittipaldo about all of this at 11 o'clock. And then there's the run game. And we have to talk about that coming up. Because so far in camp, and again, this goes for the negative too, by the way. It's not that I'm taking everything that's said about the run game to heart either. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm open that this could be a good running game. It's just that when last seen, it was awful. And it's almost like we're trying to pretend this is the first time the Steelers are really going to emphasize the run. No, that's Mike Tomlin's thing. He wants to have a great defense and a great running game. And for years, they've drafted to be physical up front, and a physical running back who they didn't even offer a fifth-year option to, he's gone. They've been trying year after year after year to have a really good running game, and the running game stunk last year by any measurement. Conventional, advanced, new age, whatever kind of stats you want to use, that was a bad running game. And if Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a run game to protect him, to have defenses at least have to honor the threat of that, to use play action, man, is he going to be in trouble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.